up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today, remembering the man behind an iconic character. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
Leonard Nimoy lived long and prospered. The TV icon died last week, and heartfelt tributes from all generations poured in. In Leonard's long and varied career, he made a few records. From the 1968 Dot Records album Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy, recitations in the character of Mr. Spock were sandwiched between Leonard's baritone warbling of contemporary pop hits like Gentle on My Mind and If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter, and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Some years later, GNP Crescendo released original soundtrack recordings of music that was composed for the TV show by episode. Gerald Fried's stirring score for the Star Trek Season 2 opener, Amok Time, featured this haunting bass guitar melody, which served as Spock's theme, perfectly capturing the loneliness and conflict of the Stoic character.
Thank you.
Thank you.
from the Yes album, Starship Trooper, and from Gerard Fried's score to Star Trek Amok Time, to remember Leonard Nimoy on The Vital Experience. Star Trek was not the only space show ever, but it's the one that perfectly aligned with the expanding consciousness of the 1960s. But the original show met a lukewarm reception at first, only to rebound through syndication. By then, Trek's themes of universal life and cosmic brotherhood had become touchstones of the era and inspired bands like Klaatu and their 1974 opus, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
We'll be right back. tongue. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. The planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
David Bowie's stark remake of his Apollo 11-inspired Space Oddity came out the year that the first Star Trek feature film was released. The vinyl experience is saluting Leonard Nimoy, and as the film series rolled on through the 80s, new fans and new music reflected Trek's perennial popularity. A group called T'Pau took their name from Vulcan's matriarchal leader as depicted in Amok Time, and the Beastie Boys name-checked Spock in their hit Intergalactic.
Intergalactic,
planet.
Well, now
in the left. Shot.
A Geek's Field Day, the Star Trek fight music, composed by Gerald Fried for Amok Time. And the band that took its name from that episode's pivotal character, T'Pau, as the vinyl experience is remembering the late, great Leonard Nimoy. And now, with records that came out during the 3 years of the original Star Trek series run, beginning with The Birds in 1966.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey,
gangster of faith. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight while it keeps on getting darker outside. Space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Final experience, time warping back to the Star Trek years, 1967 to 69, with the Steve Miller Band Space Cowboy, the Rolling Stones' 2,000 Light Years from Home, the Jimi Hendrix Experience Third Stone from the Sun, and the Byrds' Mr. Spaceman. Finally, some words of wisdom from Leonard Nimoy in the character of Mr. Spock. His first name? You couldn't pronounce it.
go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
And that's The Vinyl Experience. Leonard Nimoy as Spock, beamed back to the very 20th century medium of the LP record for a transcendent message. There's more Vinyl Experience to discover through TuneIn Radio and iTunes. Please visit the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.